Hi everyone, my name is Timi Birisa Binus and I am presenting on behalf of Dr. Chijoke Kaduro. The title of our poster presentation is Using Community Theatre to Improve Demand for Vaccination Services from November 2019 to May 2021 in the Niger Delta region of Nigeria. Now, according to the Nigeria Multiple Indicator Cluster Survey that was done in 2016, 42% of the caregivers surveyed indicated lack of awareness as a reason for their children's incomplete vaccination. The survey also showed 11% of the caregivers not having faith in vaccines. The Community Theatre for Immunization project was birthed after a chance engagement with Mama Coco. Mama Coco is a 36-year-old rural fisherwoman who lives in the heart of the Niger Delta region of Nigeria and who had just lost a 3-week-old baby. During the engagement with Mama Coco, she talked about her pain and her regrets watching her baby suffer convulsions and eventually die from tetanus, a disease that vaccination could have prevented. In Nigeria, around 1 million of such children die every year from vaccine-preventable diseases. So the solution works with women like Mama Coco to co-create content that educates and amplifies the positive stories that can increase demand for vaccination. During a typical performance, community members come from their fishing camps, from their markets, from their farms, and they gather at the community center and watch these local cast of other community members act out the story. Now, in the target localities of this intervention, which is Bayelsa State and the Rivers State of Nigeria, the team worked with the leadership of the health sector, the community leaders, the health workers, the community members to create and perform the theatrical performances. And the rural women and the community members act out the plays that they have co-created in order to increase awareness, to rebuild trust, and to motivate pregnant women and caregivers to actively demand for vaccination services. So the solution is flexible, it's adapted to communities, tells real stories, and has an added advantage of bringing vaccines to the theatrical performances with support from the community health workers and the health system. So people got the shots they needed for them and their children immediately after the theater performances. A human-centered design approach relies heavily on the collection and use of feedback for iteration of our model. The activities for the project cut across 4 major thrusts: the planning and reviewing of meetings, initial advocacy and engagement with community leaders, focus group discussions, training and co-creation of theatre performances with users, and then the community meetings where theatre episodes are performed. A team undertook the planning meetings with the leadership of the health system in 2 states in the Niger Delta region of Nigeria across 3 intervention local government areas, Yenagoa and the Keremo local government areas in Bayelsa State and Ahuda West local government area in Rivers State. So the planning meetings allowed for the co-creation with decision makers and mid-level managers of the immunization program in these locales and to secure government buy-in and create an ownership of the intervention by the government. These meetings were also used to review data and progress in the intervention local government areas. Within each of those local government areas, we identified 6 priority communities. These communities were selected using a set of predefined criteria that enabled us to test the effectiveness of our solution in rural versus urban communities, in communities with poor versus average performance on vaccination uptake, and in high-risk communities, hard-to-reach communities, security-compromised communities, or frequently affected by flood communities, which typically contributes quite significantly to under and unimmunization in that region. A total of 18 communities were targeted, with advocacy visits conducted to the community and religious leaders of each of the 18 communities. Now, in all the identified communities, a pre-implementation and post-implementation surveys were carried out to derive some quantitative data on appropriate immunization of the children before and after the intervention in those communities. The pre and post implementation surveys were conducted through purposive sampling of households with eligible children in the intervention communities, starting from the household that was furthest from the health facility until 10 households were sampled. Now, in each sampled household, the survey tool was administered for one eligible child between the ages from 0 to 24 months only. So the pre-implementation surveys were followed by a focus group discussions with target users. The selection of participants for these FGDs were based on purposive sampling as well, working with the health workers and the community leaders and using expert knowledge of the population. The FGD provided qualitative and experiential insights on the knowledge and perceptions of vaccines and vaccinations, and on the unique barriers to accessing services in a particular community. Thematic analysis of the FGD provided key topics that would form the themes for the storyboard of the community theater. Now, using the identified themes and working with the community cast, a hero's journey was co-created and clearly mapped out for each performance, with two distinct hero's journey, a caregiver's journey and a health worker's journey, identified and predominantly used for performances. The community cast were then trained repeatedly on vaccine preventable diseases, vaccination services, and on key vaccination messages. They were also then trained on theater performances and rehearsed repeatedly using ad-lib dialogues in line with the storyboard and scenes that mapped the hero's journey. The key essence of the City Fire intervention is to apply creative stories and anecdotes that harness the powerful role emotions play in driving decision-making towards sustained positive behavioral change. The City Fire project set out to explore the potential of using storytelling and emotion in increasing demand for vaccination services and emphasizing how emotions can be harnessed to create long-lasting positive behavioral change. The theater performances targeted community dialogue meetings and religious gatherings, such as after Sunday services, as part of a design strategy to ensure that performances fit into the established routine of its users. Following our performances, we collected experiential feedbacks, and during that, we used a pre-designed app, the Choral Survey app that we created. And so far, we've conducted 29 performances in 18 communities, and we've engaged 2,429 community members. We've been able to train 217 caregivers to serve as community immunization champions. This entails that they have their capacity built to provide accurate information on all aspects of the immunization process, and they are able to engage other members of the community on routine immunization. Now, 71% of these trained caregivers had increased in knowledge on routine immunization. 88% of the community members engaged identified as women, who are major targets. 86% of all attendees were satisfied with the performances, with 33% of the sampled community members identified that the community theater for immunization was the source of information for routine immunization. 391 persons were vaccinated at the theater performances, with 23% of these persons vaccinated as zero-dose children. The pictures from our performances that carries our dances and dramas are on our posters. So the community theater basically for immunization intervention, the community theater for immunization intervention models with focus on human-centered design has proven to be effective in increasing the uptake of vaccines. Therefore, there is the need to expand the intervention to cover more LGAs and states with poor immunization coverage. We have achieved this feat through support from the Nigerian Polio Elimination Support Program, the National Emergency Routine Immunization Coordination Center, State Ministry of Health, State Primary Healthcare Development Agencies, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and our references can be found on the poster as well. So for further information, you can reach out to us. You can visit our website at www.coronams.com, or you can please send us your questions, your comments, and your feedback at cityforeye@coronams.com. Thank you very much.